Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. I'm Scott Henin. Glad to have you riding along with us today on What's On Your Mind. There he is, Kevin Flynn.
Yo, bro.
Riding shotgun. We're going to get a report from Fox News guest. That is the GeoVax chairman and CEO. Evidently, Kevin, the booster is not working against some of the subvariants that are most prevalent.
What is a booster exactly?
I don't know.
What does that do?
I don't know.
How does that work exactly?
You can ask our guest.
I could answer my own question. Thank you. You already did.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Big Game James will be here to talk about this weekend's game with the Montana Grizzlies and NDSU Bison. Playoff action this weekend. It's Giving Tuesday, so our friend Pat Trainer will be over here. Looking forward to that today on the program.
Always great to see Mr. Trainer.
Yeah, exactly right. In the meantime, you can tell us what's on your mind with a simple phone call. 701-271-1100. You can also call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776.
Extension 2 to make it easy on you.
Exactly. Or text us 701-237-1590. U.S. and Iran in World Cup soccer. That's something, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm not following any of it, really. I'm not a soccer fan or football, as they call it across the pond.
I'm not either.
I'm just not, you know, and I know there's a lot of kids that play it around town and I know there's clearly a lot of fans. A buddy of mine has been to a number of Minnesota United games down in the city. Beautiful stadium they got down there, by the way. But no, I'm not following. I know it's win or go home, I think, with this one. That's what I did see.
I think it's interesting because it's
Iran.
Iran.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
leave it at the don't bring it on the field.
If we played Iran and chess, I'd be, you know, leaning in to say, what's happening here? Check this out. So, anyway, kind of a big deal there. The lockdowns in China continue to, I hope, shake everybody in this audience to the core. People are being locked in their homes. They literally are, in some cases, welding the door shut so you cannot leave.
Yeah, there was an apartment fire over the weekend, too, in northwest China. Killed at least 10 people. A lot of protests against these lockdowns. A lot of citizens are saying, because they get this zero COVID policy for the literally an inability to escape the fire because they were locked in an apartment building because of COVID.
Yeah.
Or, you know, is that really why you're locking people in their homes?
Okay, we've long known that China has a human rights problem. But now we're seeing this up close and personal. Perfect opportunity, I think, for Joe Biden to come out and say this is a really bad idea. What did Tony Fauci have to say about it? I have him here. Tony Fauci He's going out with a bang. Is he the chief medical advisor?
Yeah, what he
says. Get over it.
That's what he says.
Did he listen?
When you're talking about shutting things down, it should always be a temporary phenomenon, not a long-range strategy. But you should do it with a purpose in mind to allow you to open. And the best purpose is, while you're shutting down, get as many people vaccinated as you possibly can.
Oh there
yeah,
he goes.
There,
there he goes.
Give us your money.
I don't think he's talking about China. I think he's talking about us. We got a lockdown. Just, you know, have it be temporary, you know, like only a month or...
You know what's crazy is what he just said, though. He basically admitted that it would be impossible for this not to be a lab-created bug.
It's possible that there's a lab leak, but if you look at the viruses that the NIH funded to study bat viruses in a surveillance way to see what's out there, it would be essentially molecularly impossible for those viruses to turn into SARS-CoV-2. I can't tell you what's going on in all of China and in other things.
Mm-hmm. So, saying that in the NIH's study of all the bat viruses, it would have been impossible for that to manifest into COVID SARS-V2. So, gain of function, yes. DARPA, yes. Biological weapons, yes.
He's starting to say the quiet part
yes.
out loud.
Well, that's what I took from that.
Yeah. He was on CNN.
Which is what everybody was saying the second this came out about the wet market nonsense.
It's true facts right there. He is on CNN, asked about China. Guess where he went? Listen.
China's official news agency today published an op-ed asserting that the country's strict COVID measures are scientific and effective. Are they?
Well, when you want to shut down... in order to interrupt immediately a process that's going on like the spread of infection, there should be a purpose to it. Like you want to make sure you get enough ventilators or enough PPE, or you want to get your population vaccinated. The comment that I made the severe actions that they've taken is that you have to have an end game. What's the purpose? If the purpose is let's get all the people vaccinated, particularly the elderly, then okay for a temporary period of time to do that, but they have very, very strict type of a lockdown. They're locking people in their homes, which is really, they can't even go out and, from what I hear, shop or walk a dog or something like that. That's going to create a lot of pushback on the part of the population if there's no underlying purpose of what you want to do.
Yeah, you think? Did you hear the purpose again there?
Yeah.
In there? Yeah. We can go door to door and actually give everybody the jab. Then it's okay. It's okay to lock you down. That's Joe Biden's chief medical advisor. It's okay to lock you down if there's a purpose. I'm glad that he thinks it's a little extreme that people can't go to the grocery store and buy things.
Yeah, right.
How noble of you.
Marco Rubio commented on this morning.
What we're learning is that the people of China are human beings. Human beings don't like to be locked up. They don't like to be told they can't go out, they can't go to work, they can't socialize, they can't go see family members, they can't go to the entertainment and have fun for long periods of time by their government.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine a city the size of Hong Kong.
Oh my gosh.
Being told, no. You all will stay in the buildings. How do you have enough people to enforce that?
What do you make of this, folks? 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590. I think there should be more outrage from Joe Biden and, for that matter, every Republican and Democratic leader. We should be standing with these people that are being locked up. No different than we're standing with the USA to beat Iran today. I mean, this is something we ought to get vocal about. If Scott and Kevin say something about it, it's a ripple. If a president says something about it, if Republican leaders say something about it, it'll make the New York Times and the LA Times and Wall Street Journal and papers all across the USA and the world. And that will make a difference on these people having to realize, hey, we're watching. We're seeing all this happen. Stop it immediately. Did KJP have a word salad on this at all?
Huh.
Your favorite spokesperson?
Give her a minute and she will astound you with her ability. I mean,
her vocabulary.
Have you ever seen the show Master Chef? She is a master chef on the word salad. What do you want to hear about? You want to hear about the Georgia Senate runoff? We got the railroad union.
I'm curious if she's
student loan forgiveness.
Speaking for the president on China's lockdowns.
No, nothing there. Nothing there.
No, we
student loan forgiveness. So
he's going to continue to fight for a plan that's going to help close to 40 million Americans across the country.
Yeah, he's going to fight for the plan that nobody asked for.
He's going to fight for the plan. Yes. Thank you so much for that fighting for the plan. What would we do without you fighting for the plan? More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
He knows how to play a...
Oh, buddy.
Trumpet, huh?
I was corrected on that. Mangione. There's the E is Mangione.
I said Mangione for many years.
I know. Everybody did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you bump into him on the street and he told you to pronounce his name wrong?
Was that a meet and greet? Yep. And they actually told us his name is pronounced Mangione, not Mangione.
Got a birthday today.
Yeah, he's 82 today. Yep. Blew a mean horn in the day.
Yeah. Big time. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, fine sponsor here of What's on Your Mind, has some tater tot hot dish waiting for you in Glendon or NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, as well as 12th Avenue and I-29. Spaghetti with garlic bread and hardwood, Swedish meatballs, one option, or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork and 45th. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at those locations, and, of course, the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best ever fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4 for you at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. By the way, just literally during the break, Anthony Blinken, Biden's Secretary of State, is somewhere, I don't know where, but he gave a statement speaking out against China. So, see, they heard us. Right there. Opening segment says, come on, get with it, let's go. And they heard us. Bannon Rolog is waiting to weigh in at 701-271-1100 on What's on Your Mind today. Text us at 701-237-1590. Go ahead, Ben, what's on your mind?
Scott, last week I called you about Stu Peter's special, Died Suddenly. It is up now to, as of last night, 15 million people have watched it. And the American people have to see what Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the liberals that are running the world have done to the world, not just the United States, to the world. They have to watch this. It's mind-blowing. And most people don't want to know, but they have to know. So I just thought I'd throw that at you, and I keep encouraging you to do the wonderful job you and Kevin do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it very much. I got to see that myself.
And I watched it after you sent the link. Yeah, it's pretty haunting, really. Of course, then you see, you know, you do the search on it, the unfounded depopulation, you know, conspiracy theorists, et cetera, et cetera. But the film is pretty, hard to argue with a lot of it. So Died Suddenly is the film. You can find it online.
Lister sent us a link to a National Institutes of Health website post. It's an official U.S. government website, which concludes, it's actually a study. They posted a study on there. But if they're posting a study, quasi has their blessing, right? It concludes, adverse effects from the mRNA injections are due to stress caused by anti-vaxxers. You catch that?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me read from it here. The biological mechanism, the constitution of, or constriction rather, of veins, arteries, and vessels under mental stress is the most likely cause for where there has been blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, dizziness, fainting, blurred vision, loss of smell and taste that may have been experienced shortly after the vaccine administration. The extreme mental stress of the patient could most likely be attributed to the fear-mongering and scare tactics used by various anti-vaccination groups. There it is right there.
What intimidation and fear tactics is someone that doesn't want the vaccination doing to someone who wants it? Where is that happening? Exactly.
I think it's in your speech.
Oh, microaggression?
Evidently.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, who has ever said that I don't care what you do? You make your own decision. Get educated about it. Make the decision that's best for you. That's what we've always said.
There you go. You're giving me stress again.
That's all we've ever said. But quit trying to mandate it and make us and lock us down until you do it. And you have to wear a mask. No, I don't.
You're giving me adverse effects again.
I can go swim at my own risk. I don't need a lifeguard.
More stress.
Even if I don't know how to swim. That's how it works.
You anti-vaxxer. It's all your fault. You can't make this up. And this isn't like some crackpot website. This is on the NIH website. The study.
And you were, I mean, we were both the same way a couple of years ago. We were all open to, okay, what are we dealing with here? I mean, okay, initially we're listening to all of it. But the minute they started shutting down people like Robert Malone and Peter McCullough and the doctors in San Diego that had the initial video out about streptococcal and pneumococcal bacteria.
In America, they shut them down.
So the minute they did that, the red flags went up in my world. Wait a minute.
Land of free speech.
Not anymore, apparently. When it comes to the vid, and I'm not alone with that. That was a trigger. Like, wait, whoa. We get to hear everybody's opinion on things. When you start controlling that narrative and being so blatant about it, you're out.
Dunsky.
I'm done with you.
Gone.
Tony Soprano says.
Canada and trucker lockout was right there with China.
Yeah.
That's true. Yep. We didn't speak out enough about that either. To me, we have got to be the beacon of freedom. Texture says, Mel Gibson, the Patriot, freedom, it's precious. It is. Another listener says, Scott, Americans were locked up and people were convinced it was for the better. China's only a couple of steps ahead of us. How many Americans truly fought back? Look at Ascension in the courthouse in Fargo still pushing the masks after proving they don't work. Is anyone really fighting back on that? These places should be shamed and called out daily. Let them cave to the pressure. Only then can we say we are fighting back. I think it's, and by the way, we were not locked up. I never felt locked up. I went to church on Easter Sunday. That first Easter Sunday. And we were a month or so in. At a COVID. We were never locked up in the sense that the Chinese are locked up and their homes are being welded, for crying out loud. Another listener, the lockdowns and welding people into their homes are bad enough, but the social credit system is worse. The protesters' phones turn yellow or red, at which point they cannot return home or work and must report to the concentration camps. It's just awful. It's awful, and we've got to yell about it with every breath we have.
No, we need to work together to establish a strong alliance for a new and growing China and a... whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Keep those checks coming, by the way.
Yeah, all right.
701-237-1590. Or call us at 271-1100. More after this.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most of the country is done with the election season that saw Republicans regain control of the House, a pivotal race is still outstanding. The Senate runoff between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, and Republican Herschel Walker 1 week from today. Early voting is underway through Friday in all 159 counties. Officials in two counties in Arizona and Pennsylvania declined on Monday to certify their midterm election results, with some citing concerns about the integrity of the voting system. Election boards in Cochise County in Arizona and Lucerne County in Pennsylvania voted against motions to certify the midterm election results. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Word of the Year for 2022, it's gaslighting. It means to manipulate by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Guest on?
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. The folks that for over 100 years have been getting it done. Started in Bismarck as the little plumber and just continues to grow and grow. And there's a lot here in Fargo, but beyond Fargo and Bismarck, we're talking about all of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana as well. At H.A. Thompson & Sons, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. They're just the pros. Really, really good at what they do. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com.
See, they lifted the boil your water recommendation in Houston. I play a little Gatlin Brothers coming out there.
I love that.
You can now drink from the tap in Houston. Would you?
I think I'd wait a few days.
Yeah, yeah. Might want to do that. And I love how it's because of power brownouts and things like that. They lost pressure in the system, et cetera. But, you know, and it's happening all over. But get an electric car because you have to. Can't keep the water pressure up. But
I've heard nothing about this. So it was brownouts that caused it, power,
yep.
The power to go
in
out.
Texas, yep.
So then the power is out. Because
the system lost pressure.
I see.
And at that point, they issue a boil your water notice in Houston.
Seems
Houston,
to me
Texas.
That they should be a little better equipped.
Prepared, maybe.
To handle a brownout in Houston, not have that. They have power generation backup for the water system?
No, just what the story said. Yeah, you'd think. But it's all good now. Clear to drink it.
You don't sound too confident about drinking the water.
I'm not too confident about drinking any tap water in any city anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Get the RO system. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Our next guest is David Dodd. David is the GeoVax chairman and CEO. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about what we know about the BA5 variant and the trial data that has come out.
Sure. The BA5 variant is just simply the, you know, the latest in the ongoing evolution of this virus. And you know, next there'll be a BA6 or there'll be some other letter with that'll be essentially the next one. But this isn't going to end. It's going to continue to evolve. That's what the scientists are all, you know, laying out and predicting. And we've seen that happen so far. And what we find out each time is that there, it takes a while. We learn about a new variant. It takes a while for the current authorized vaccines to sort of rejigger, you know, basically address the new ones. By the time they get out, we're halfway moving on to the next ones. And also we find out that they wane much faster than we had hoped. And so we continue to struggle with these continued evolution of these variants. You know, the challenge is really to get ahead of a variant. And in fact, today at the World Vaccine and Immunotherapy Congress, which is being held this weekend in San Diego, our chief scientific officer from GeoVax is presenting the data in support of our universal coronavirus vaccine. We have our first generation in clinical trials right now, and two major clinical trials, multi-site trials that's underway in the United States. But we have another one that is advancing to the clinic, almost ready to go forward into that. And that is one that for which we believe will not need to be reconfigured every time there is a new variant of concern that emerges, but instead will encompass those before they emerge, which is really what the world is looking for. That's why they refer to it as a pan-coronavirus or a universal coronavirus vaccine. And that's really where we need to be going.
Is it a vaccine as opposed to the mRNA technology?
That's an excellent question, an excellent point. It is an actual vaccine. It is based upon a technology which is already used as the basis for the vaccine against smallpox, monkeypox, and you know, they're authorized for other things worldwide. So it's traditional in that sense, but it is a technology that allows you to load or incorporate more of the virus that you're targeting, be it COVID-19 or be it some other, you know, infectious disease, Ebola, for instance, and get a broader, more durable type of response. And it's taken us longer to get there because we weren't funded with the billions and all, but we do have two phase two clinical trials currently underway, and we have our universal candidate, as I mentioned, being presented today in the international conference. So it's a real vaccine.
Explain that part again, how it's taken you longer. You're saying the backing of the federal government is no longer there on the vaccine?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the current authorized vaccines were all supported by government funding in the billions of dollars. Pfizer tends to say, well, we didn't accept any U.S. funding. And that's true, they didn't. But BioNTech, who developed the vaccine, which Pfizer licensed, they accepted significant monies from the German government. So all of the current authorized vaccines it received anywhere from $1 to $2 billion in funding. The last time the federal government funded for vaccine development against COVID-19, believe it or not, was August of 2020. Most people think that it has continued, but that was the last funding from the U.S. federal government for vaccine development. And that was at the point that they pretty much knew that the mRNAs were coming forward, the Pfizer and the Moderna. And they had supported J&J, which was going forward. And at the same time, they had put almost $2 billion into Novavax, which has finally gotten out there. They hadn't done much, but that's where they are. So we've done ours on our own. It was developed at the City of Hope National Medical Center in Los Angeles. We licensed it over a year ago and have expanded the clinical program and put more money behind it. We have two phase two clinical trials and a third one soon to start.
When do you expect that to be ready for the market?
I would hope, obviously it always depends. It's the pace of the clinical, but we're looking for an expedited pathway because we're targeted also for people who have compromised immune systems, people who suffer from blood cancers or dialysis patients, sickle cell anemia. These are individuals, believe it or not, for whom the current vaccines simply are inadequate because their bodies don't produce much of an antibody response. And all the current vaccines focus primarily on inducing a strong antibody response, which is actually very important. Our vaccine does the same thing, targeting the same protein or part of the virus, but we also induce a very strong T cell or cellular immunity response. And that's very important because for people whose bodies don't produce an antibody response, the only other option they have is to use that other side of the immune system, which is the T cells or the cellular immunity. And that's why we have targeted both sides of or both parts of the immune system so that we can accommodate. There's 20 plus million people in the United States for whom their bodies have compromised immune systems. There's like 250 million worldwide. And these are individuals for which simply the current authorized vaccines are going to be inadequate. It's been pretty well documented. People with certain blood cancers, the current vaccines simply aren't working. And that's where our vaccine comes in.
I've heard many people say, you know, take a vaccine, a booster, the variant changes, so you're better off, you know, if you end up with COVID being immune naturally. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a medical individual, but it seems to make a lot of sense because I've encountered many people who've gone that pathway. But at the same time, if you can provide a vaccine that provides both antibody as well as T cell responses and that is durable, then you can provide that desired protection for which we're all seeking. And keep in mind that the vast majority of individuals who have had either significant morbidity or, unfortunately, mortality have been either the very elderly or people with a compromised immune system. But the vast majority, certainly of younger individuals, have not had great challenges from this virus, and generally healthy people have not either. Some people feel bad for a while, but it's really targeted for this subset of individuals that we want to give them the necessary protection, and it needs to be done in what I would say a comprehensive immune manner rather than simply targeting a quick antibody response.
There is a study that the NIH has posted on their website that talks about adverse effects from mRNA injections are due to stress caused by anti-vaxxers. What do you make of that?
I don't make much of it. That's probably the best I can say.
Sounds almost silly, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly is not from a scientific basis or from a medical basis. I mean, that's obvious. So it would do everyone better if we just did not engage in allowing either our politics or our own, our own prejudices. I mean, we all have prejudices about what we think about certain types of products, vaccines, pharmaceuticals, and it's best to focus, as we used to do, much more on what the data is actually showing, as you say.
Before we let you go, is there a vaccine now? In other words, outside of the mRNA technology, is there still a vaccine on the market that is effective?
Well, it depends on what you call effective. I mean, it's a great question, but the current vaccines that are authorized and that are available and can be distributed on the market, as you say, they all have that focus simply on the antibody side of the immunity, and they all have the inherent deficiencies of only being able to target one element related to the virus, and at the same time being inadequate for people who have certain compromised immune systems. So to answer your question, there is not one of the vaccines on the market today that is as comprehensive as what we believe very strongly is necessary. You'd asked earlier, how soon do we think our vaccine, for instance, assuming that it stands up, in clinical trials, could make it to the marketplace. Well, we believe there may be a pathway for an expedited pathway to registration and authorization because of the populations in need. And if that is, in fact, shown to be the case, then we could see it on there. It wouldn't be like in months, and it wouldn't even be within a year, but it could be within a year and a half, 2 years.
Very good. I enjoyed the conversation. GeoVax Chairman and CEO David Dodd, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and a sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 11 before the top of the hour. Calls, questions, comments, welcome as always. Promised I'd get to the rest of these texts. You can text us always at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. You can call us. Ready for the numbers? 271-1100, 271-1100, or toll-free at 855-2-1100. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Joe Biden is meeting with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and a host of congressional leaders at the White House right now. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall for that? He's literally reading from a prepared book they put together for him. Should we pick it up?
Thank you for taking the interesting time.
Mr. President, are you confident you can avoid a rail strike?
Just like at home.
Tried to ask him questions and...
like herding cats.
They're saying no questions, no questions, and...
I'm confident. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Read his little prepared statement and...
Yep.
On he goes. Do you remember the Trump Oval Office meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awkward!
And they wanted, they being Schumer and Pelosi, wanted the media out of there so bad. Trump could care less. He's like, let the cameras be in here. That's fine. They went toe-to-toe.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
That was so epic.
Yep.
That was so great.
Beautiful.
Try and find that while I'm reading text here, would you? That would be a fun one to relive a little moment on how Trump did his meetings with the congressional leaders. Texter says, hey, to that last guest, to prepare for the next variant, call the lab where they invented it. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Do you have a report on the accident that happened on 45th and 49th about 4 yesterday?
Yeah, we were covering it all. I think that's the same one they're talking about.
It's not, no.
Oh, was it a different one?
Yeah, it was on 25th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There was one this morning at 45th and 32nd that we were covering.
Yeah, this was about 4 yesterday, I guess, but I don't I don't know if it was.
I didn't hear anything about that one.
We didn't either, so pass it along to our newsroom and see if there's anything there to report. Texter says, Biden's failure to condemn the CCP's treatment of the Chinese people reinforces our suspicions that he is compromised by China. If he and his family did receive $31 million from China, then he has put himself in a very difficult position. Blinken is not the president. Agree, but at least somebody in the government is saying something. And Biden ought to say something every time he has an opportunity. No doubt about it. Listener says, trouble with the vaccine died suddenly video is that they fail to mention that President Trump is the first one to expedite the vaccine. That puts him in the middle of all of this. Yeah, I've thought of that often. And honestly, the speed in which the vaccine was necessary was something that, that President Trump was touting, doing it in record time. I just think, personally, the thing on the vaccine, it's America. You decide. Best for you or not. Go there. But you're right when you say that Trump was the president when that vaccine came out. Listener says, when I grew up, I had lots of role models who made me appreciate this great nation and gave me a natural sense of patriotism without ever saying a word to me about it. Today, the government is filled with the opposite. The opposite of role models. And instead of inspiration, our youth are discouraged by the news and by their socialist teachers. Parents and churches are fighting a difficult battle, and many parents aren't fighting at all. What hope does our nation have without teens getting a good example to build upon when it's their time to vote and lead? It's a very well said. How many watts can the flag be licensed for to spread the word far and wide? We're already the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. I don't know if we can improve on that because it's the most any AM signal can have. But your concern is my concern. The role models that shared a love for America, an appreciation of this country, patriotism, standing up for God and country, are not as prevalent today as they were four decades, five decades ago. I think it's a fair concern, for sure. Your comments welcome either by calling us 271-1100 or by texting us 237-1590 from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. Short break, some more commentary, and Big Game James talk advising football, and we'll talk Giving Tuesday coming up. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.